Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
Did you know a person in Texas dies every 9 hours and 6 minutes in a DUI alcohol-related traffic crash? This is serious business. It's something that we've known the dangers of our Texas roadways because it's been constant that someone dies every day from some type of accident. But when we're talking about specifically DUIs, alcohol-related crashes, we really are trying to make sure that people are staying extra safe this weekend, being that it is a holiday weekend, Memorial Day, already kicking off for some who are listening right now. And Emma Duga, she is the state program manager. She joins us in the Carol D. Zoom room with Mothers Against Drunk Driving. Thank you so much for your time today and for helping us raise awareness for our listeners.
No, thank you for this opportunity. We really want to help educate the community so we can all be safe this holiday season.
Mm-hmm. One of the most serious things that can happen in any holiday is a DUI of any kind, let alone wrecks that are caused by drunk drivers. How big of a problem is it typically over the Memorial Day weekend, which is considered the unofficial start to summer?
Absolutely. So just nationally, we are experiencing high levels of DWI crashes. We have experienced over 13,000 deaths due to drunk driving crashes. And so that's actually 37 people a day. That's every 39 minutes someone is killed by a drunk driver. And so this is definitely a 14% increase from the previous year. So we're definitely going in the wrong direction. So during this holiday, like you said, it's the unofficial start of our, summer time that's coming up. It's actually called 100 Deadliest Days of Summer. And this takes from Memorial Day all the way to Labor Day. And so we want to remind the community to plan ahead. If you're just driving or going, boating, we want you to plan ahead and make sure you have a non-drinking driver.
Yeah, absolutely. What is it that you think is causing this increase?
I just think that people, it's just so normalized. Alcohol is everywhere. We grow up seeing it, and we have it to where it's just normal. And we just don't feel like that it's dangerous, that we're able to control our behavior because we have been driving for so long, we've been drinking for so long, and so we just know. But unfortunately, that just even one drink can impair you. And so that's why we always urge the public to always have that non-drinking driver.
Matt has been around for the last 40 years or so. Has the stigma of drunk driving increased? Are people more accepting of it? What do the statistics say?
So we've started in 1980, and we were able to cut drunk driving crashes in half by educating the community and collaborating with, the public and community partners, law enforcement. We've been able to do that. But unfortunately, in the last, 2-3 years, our numbers are starting to go in the wrong direction. And I feel that just with mental health issues and just that being at home for so long, that it started to having those as our crutches. And just, again, they feel like they're able to get behind the wheel, and we really have to do better as a society.
Is Matt partnering with any rideshare services this weekend or these next 100 days specifically to try to reduce these numbers of drunk drivers, you know, from, you know, getting on our roadways?
So we do have a national partnership with Uber, which we're very grateful for. I'm also a member of the Dallas County DWI Task Force, where we do holiday campaigns where we partner with rideshare companies to provide those discount codes. So that is something to be on the lookout in the future during those holidays. But it is something that we also partner with TxDOT, with the Texas Department of Transportation. And that's throughout the state where we partner with them to provide those discount codes for ride shares. And so we want to provide just something that we can encourage people to use those options instead of getting behind the wheel.
Hundreds of people will get arrested over the Memorial Day weekend for DUI. How many, what percentage of that is the number of people that are actually drunk behind the wheel but don't get caught? Do you have any figures on that?
So unfortunately, the average drunk driver will drive over 80 times before they're caught for the first time. And on average, we have about 300,000 drunk drivers on the road each day. So our law enforcement is overwhelmed, and, you know, but they're out there. We support that high visibility law enforcement to where we can encourage people to slow down, you know, follow the speed limit, wear the seat belts, and then so they can stay safe, but get those drunk drivers off the road.
It's one of those things I remember when I started driving, you know, I was always, whether it be my parents or my teachers, they would always say, like, see something, say something. You know, if you see somebody swerving or somebody who's just driving recklessly on the road, you know, call it in, because you just never know, and you could possibly save somebody's life.
Yes, we definitely support that. I was fortunate that I got to do a ride along for Hearst PD, and I actually got to witness that, where two people called in to 911 because they suspected a drunk driver, and they worked with the operator and then worked with law enforcement to get to that person, and I was able to watch that field sobriety test and see that they were impaired and see that DWI arrest in progress.
One last question for me is, if you're on the freeways and you see something beyond just reporting it, what steps do you take to avoid being in a collision with a drunk driver?
Absolutely. That is a great question. So the normal day and time that these DWI arrests and crashes happens is on Saturday from 2 a.m. to 3 a.m. But I do want to encourage everyone, when you're traveling on the highway, try to avoid that left lane, because a lot of times these drunk drivers will drive in the wrong direction, and they think that they're in the right lane, but they're in your left lane. So if you can avoid, especially at night, avoid that left lane as much as you can, please do.
That is Emma Duga with Mothers Against Drunk Driving, helping us with these preventable crashes here on Memorial Day weekend. Thank you so much for your time. We appreciate it.
No, thank you, and stay safe.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time: baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it, with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.